Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. Hey, in this video, we're going to be talking about the triple tax advantaged plan that's out there called the HSA. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everyone, this is Dominique with DJH Capital Management, helping you here on YouTube to do more with your life and money. And today we're going to be talking about something that is the triple tax advantaged health savings account. This is like the Mac Daddy of them all. And I want to break it down to what it is and how you can use it in your particular investment strategy. Let's get started. If you would like more information on investment topics like this, make sure you hit that subscribe button below so that you can get updated when we release new videos and material. All right, what is an HSA? A health savings account. This thing has been around for maybe about 15 years, and this is a way for you to save for medical expenses when you are a participant in what is called a high deductible health plan. Now, that's the topic of another video. We'll get to that later. But the HSA, like I said earlier, is the triple tax advantage way for you to save for your medical expenses. Now, I am not kidding you. These are the three ways that you can save with this account. You get a current tax deduction, meaning that you can put money into this account before you pay taxes on it. When it goes into the account, all the earnings are tax-free. They grow tax-free. And then when you get ready to distribute money out of the account to use for medical expenses, there are no taxes attached. So this is why we call it the financial hat trick of sorts, because you get these three very distinct, very, very rare tax advantages into this account. And this is the reason why you want to use one. Now, how might someone use this tax gift of an account called the HSA? Glad you asked, because there's a lot of clients that I work with, and I'll tell you, one of their main fears when they're approaching retirement is, how will I pay for my healthcare and medical costs? You know, the typical person is going to have their employer pay or subsidize their healthcare costs throughout their career, and you're left with footing the bill once you leave the workforce. But the HSA is an excellent way for you to save up enough money in order to pay for your health care costs once you reach an age of retirement. Now, there's this gap sometimes if you decide to retire early that you're not eligible for Medicare subsidies from the government or for programs of that nature. And so if you have to pay for healthcare costs or you have to pay for long-term care policies and things like that, that's where you want to use your HSA. So let me give you a couple of investment examples of how this type of account can be very, very powerful for you if you save over the long term. Now, let's say you're going to use this HSA account and you're going to make a $3,500 a year contribution to this account. Now, if you're single, it's going to be somewhere around that, and the limits that you can contribute each year are adjusted for inflation. But let's just be real simple in this example and say it's $3,500 on average that you're going to put into this account a year, most likely through a monthly payroll contribution. Now, if you were to earn 10% on that $3,500, and I'll give you three examples, over 20 years, over 30 years, and over 40 years. Over 20 years, compounding at 10% a year, $3,500 turns into $221,000, approximately, which is a lot of money. In 30 years, the same amount, compounding at 10%, earns you over $659,000. And in 40 years, the same amount, compounding at 10%, earns you over $1.8 million. Gosh, you gotta love the power of compounding interest. And this is what can be yours in an account tax-free from just saving a fraction of your income over a long period of time. Now, like I've said before, I've used this as a planning tool to save my clients more than five figures a year in their plan, because usually when you get to this age of 55 plus, you start looking at a long-term care policy, which is just a way to buy insurance on any medical care that you're going to have when you get in, you know, older age, say like nursing home care or skilled nursing care or things like that. So this account could be an excellent way to save the premiums that you would normally pay to an insurance company for a long-term care policy. Long-term care policies, even if you're healthy at age 55, are going to run you somewhere around $5,000 a month. And so this could be an excellent way for you to save beforehand so that you can have tax-free funds available for you. Now, here's my question for you. If your employer was to offer an HSA, would you participate? Why or why not? Let me hear your answer down below in the comments, and we'll see you back next time. Bye-bye. Hey there. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment, as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.